Let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Did you watch any of the Met San Francisco game yesterday?
Unfortunately, I did.
There were some serious bad plays by both teams.
Well, the Giants did everything they possibly could to give the game to the Mets.
Yeah.
And the Mets didn't want it.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I looked at it and I said, I wonder if Mike's watching this.
Unbelievable. Did the Mets manager get fired yet?
I don't think so.
That's a shock.
I don't think so.
I mean, the pitcher for the Mets, he gave up one hit. He gave up a home run. It was the only run that the Giants scored into the seventh inning.
And he argued with the manager about coming out.
Well, yeah. He should have.
Yeah.
He should have took a shower and went home before the game was over. In the seventh inning, the Mets made an error. Surprise. The third baseman thought he was a soccer player again and kicked the baseball instead of catching it. And then a bloop hit that the second baseman should have had in his pocket, and Conforto had to run about 150 feet to try to catch it and missed it on a slide. I don't know what McNeil was doing. Maybe he was waving at somebody in the stands or something, because he totally misplayed the ball. He was nowhere near it. It was absolutely his ball. So it's a base hit, but it's really another mental error. So the pitcher should have two outs. They were not hit. There was a routine ground ball at third and a pop-up to second base that was missed. So instead of having two outs, he's got first and second with no outs. Now remember, he's only given up one hit, a home run. That's the only run that the Giants scored. Out trots the manager to take him out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I think he only threw like 72 pitches, too. So his pitch count was very low. The Giants couldn't touch him. So let's take him out. And if there was fitting justice, the pitcher that they brought in, who's a lefty, who's been very good for the Mets all year, but he should not have been in the game. First pitch, double down the right field line. Giants score two runs. Giants win 3-2. But it gets better, because in the ninth inning, the Giants made two errors. A routine fly ball turned into a calamity that they missed. They banged into each other and missed the ball. And the Mets come up with bases loaded, two outs in the inning, losing 3-2. With their star batter up. Everybody knows who that is. That's Alonso, right?
Huh.
Well, he chases two high fastballs like a fish that he is all the time, puts himself in a full count position, and hits a little what we used to call weak sister pop-up to the second baseman. Jammed himself, hit a ball that maybe went 20 feet in the air right to the second baseman, end of the game. So it was a game nobody wanted. It was trying to be gift-wrapped to the Mets, but on various bad at-bats, managerial decisions, and errors, the Mets didn't want it.
Hmm.
Absolutely terrible. I was getting texts from my friends that said, what are we watching? What is this?
Yeah,
is this baseball?
I was watching it.
It was absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible.
And the Dodgers slapped the San Diego Padres down again.
16 innings.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
They used pitchers. They didn't use players to pitch the baseball in extra innings, because it's a big game for the Padres and the Dodgers. The Dodgers trying to catch the Giants, and the Padres trying to stay in the playoff picture for their lives. So they actually played a real baseball game for 16 innings. And again, the Dodgers beat the Padres. So the Padres are sliding fast. I told you they're not going to make the playoffs. And the Dodgers are trying to catch the Giants, who won a gift-wrapped game last night.
All right. We got any racing today?
Yeah. We won yesterday. We got put up on a DQ, justifiably so. But let me tell you, there was another race where a horse should have definitely been disqualified at Saratoga and wasn't. I don't know, man. Even racing's falling apart now. Horses are now allowed to bump people all over the track and get away with it. It's a bad situation. But we won yesterday. Try to win again today. In the third race today on the turf, maiden specials going through mile and 3/16. The one horse, Canby Lion, trained by Shug McGahee. This horse should sit a perfect trip from the rail, hopefully. Hopefully nobody bangs into him or something and gets away with it. But I think this horse has a big shot today to win, as did yesterday's horse. So in the third race today, the one horse, Canby Lion, is going to be our pick.
All right. And you won yesterday, so that's good.
Yeah, the horse paid $5. He got bet, but a win's a win.
It was funny, though. I was watching the game, and I was thinking about you as I was watching this game. I said, this is unbelievably poor, watching that game. But then there's some other good games on that I was, you know, that channel. I like the overview you get into the different games. Get to see players you never see. We get to see players we never get to see play.
Yeah, and it's good because you get to see some of these players that are built up to be like Paul Bunyan. Remember Paul Bunyan?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you get they're supposed to be 12 feet tall and carry an axe as big as a redwood tree. So you get to see some of these other players that supposedly have this big rep, and you see them falling apart more times than none. Hey, guess what? Babe Ruth lost last night.
I know. I was thinking about that, too. I said Babe Ruth got smacked around.
He got beat by a team that hasn't won, what, 20 games?
19 in a row they lost.
19 in a row they lost. So Babe Ruth lost to the Orioles yesterday. I mean, not picking on Ohtani. Yeah. I like Ohtani. I think he's really good for the game. It's the media that destroys it. People that don't know, Ohtani pitches and hits, plays the outfield. He's a very good baseball player. And the media tries to compare him to the best hitter pitcher in baseball history, which is Babe Ruth. He's not Babe Ruth. The guy hits 270. He went 5 innings last night, gave up 3 homers, and the Orioles beat the Angels yesterday to win for their first time in 20 games. I don't think Babe Ruth would have lost to the Orioles yesterday.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that was another thing I was thinking about. I kept saying to myself, Mike's going to have fun with this with Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, I'm not picking on Ohtani. I like Ohtani. It's the media that is the evil party in this situation. Ohtani's just a baseball player. Yeah. He didn't say, hey, I'm Babe Ruth. The guy's very quiet, very humble, does a lot of stuff for a lot of people, very charitable. I wish 99% of the baseball players were like him, because he's a great example for all of them. But the media makes him into something that he's not, and that's the situation we're talking about. So the Orioles beat him last night, first win they got in 20 baseball games.
All right, we'll check with you mañana.
Yeah, big racing day tomorrow, because it's Travers weekend.
Okay.
Summer's over.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.